You can just see the crater, said Michaels, over there on the right, about 100 yards from that radio antenna. So this is it, thought Floyd, as the bus rolled past the pressure domes and came to the lip of the crater. His pulse quickened as he craned forward for a better view. The vehicle began to creep cautiously down a ramp of hard-packed rock into the interior of the crater, and there, exactly as he had seen it in the photographs, was TMA-1. Floyd stared, blinked, shook his head, and stared again. Even in the brilliant earthlight, it was hard to see the object clearly. His first impression was of a flat rectangle that might have been cut out of carbon paper. It seemed to have no thickness at all. Of course, this was an optical illusion. Though he was looking at a solid body, it reflected so little light that he could see it only in silhouette.